From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. Today is Yom HaShoah, or Holocaust Remembrance Day. It is the day that pays tribute to the 6 million Jewish victims of the Nazis during World War II. South Florida has one of the largest concentrations of Holocaust survivors in the world, and although their ranks are dwindling, many gathered at Miami Beach's Holocaust Memorial last night, where some of the names of those victims were read aloud.
Laser, Laufmann, Milli, Lechmann, Carmen, Lehrer, Rosa, Levy.
Andrew Hall may not remember much, but his first days on Earth were nearly his last. He was born in a coal cellar in Poland in 1944.
I was born in a time called the Rising, which is when the Polish citizens attempted to expel the Nazis from Warsaw unsuccessfully. My mother told me that I was born weighing less than 2 pounds. We escaped through the sewers. I will tell you that my father's vote was to say that I couldn't survive, so I ought to be abandoned. My mother prevailed, fortunately for me, and so we made it through the sewers, and we ended up at the end of the war in Krakow.
Hall's family eventually made its way to the U.S., and he to Miami, where he's become a high-powered attorney with his own law firm, where he successfully represented other kinds of victims, victims of terror, kidnapping, and torture. Andrew C. Hall is also now chairman of the Miami Beach Holocaust Memorial and Museum.
The Holocaust is an experience that occurred in a finite number of years. It's really easy for it to become a fact of history and to lose its vitality. Unfortunately, if that happens, then it's going to be replicated. Whether the next victim, group of people are Cubans or Nicaraguans or Jews or Catholics, it doesn't matter. The message for the Holocaust is that mass industrialized genocide, murder of people simply because they are who they are, is intolerable. And that message is at the core of virtually every human and civil rights movement there is. And the memorial is a profound way to remember the lessons of a world gone mad and to make sure that we don't revisit it.
What does this day, this Holocaust Remembrance Day, mean? Well, obviously to survivors it means totally something else, but what do you think it should mean to everybody else that's listening that didn't have to go through what you went through?
Just to understand and to empathize so that it doesn't repeat itself, but I'll just share a personal anecdote. I didn't grow up with grandparents. I lost them to the Holocaust. I didn't grow up with aunts and uncles. I lost them. Cousins, I lost them too. But the memorial has a gravestone on the wall. It has their names. It's the only place I can go to remember who they were and what their lives may have been if they'd been allowed to complete their lives in a normal way. So Kenny Treister, the architect that designed it and built it, did a brilliant job of creating the hand and the sculpture garden inside the Holocaust that is a profoundly emotional experience. And I'd encourage all of your listeners to tour it and to experience it. It's considered probably the second most profound Holocaust remembered site in the world. And so it's a uniquely special place that we have in our community.
That's attorney Andrew C. Hall, who is also chairman of Miami Beach's Holocaust Memorial and Museum. And on this day that we remember the 6 million, from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.